You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the bunker. This video was inspired by a recent upload by Eman67 and one of the comments that was left on that particular video. Now, the video in question is of a young man who is talking about the thought process behind the whole "I'm going to take your woman" mentality that a lot of us men possess. Now, the comment was left by, I don't know how he got this username past the algorithms, but "stronger than all women on earth combined." And the comment that he left was, "if she will cheat with you, she will cheat on you." Gentlemen, that right there is 1,000% true. Now, one thing that must be talked about: that type of woman must never, ever be committed to. Why? Because one thing that we love to say, when a person shows you who they truly are, you must believe them. If a woman is willing to cheat with you and she's in a relationship with another man, gentlemen, you must never commit to that woman, ever. I know, because I've made that mistake with the meat sack. Now there is only one legally acceptable way that you can pull this off, and that is if that woman has signed legal documents saying that she is legally separated from her husband. Yes, that is a legal precedent. If a married couple are legally separated, then yes, she can get into a new relationship with another man. However, us men in our reptile brain, we don't ask that hard question. Now, most of the time, these women will straight up lie, and they depend on us believing that lie. "Oh, my husband was abusive." And that's supposed to enact the protector in our brain. "Oh, he was this. Oh, he was that." Remember, gentlemen, when a woman decides that she's going to step out and lay down with another man, she has to make you into the devil himself. Period, point blank. So even if you were to ask her, "well, why are you doing this?" She's going to give you every sob story that she can think of. She's going to make her current partner out to be Satan. Gentlemen, you must ask hard questions. CGA did a great live stream where he talked about questions that you must ask these women. Gentlemen, you must stop falling for these women's sob stories. You must stop it. This is another reason why a lot of women will never change their bad behavior, because we allow them to get away with it. We listen to their sob stories. We say, "oh, that guy is so bad. You know what? I can be so much better." And that right there completely removes accountability from her. Now, gentlemen, if you are knowingly being with a woman that's already in another relationship, yeah, that's a dick move on your part. That is a true dick move. That right there, once again, it solidifies her bad behavior. Because trust and believe, there have been situations that I have seen during my time in the Navy where a wife would be cheating on her husband, and what would happen when it's found out? She jumps behind the false accusation. As a matter of fact, there was one that was so egregious, I will never forget it. When I was at my final command, there were a few women there, and one of the ladies, she had a party at her house. Her husband was deployed. The female that worked directly for me was her best friend, and she told me all of this. Basically, she hooked up with a guy. Her husband found out, and instead of her husband being mad at his wife, he told his wife to say that she got struggle snuggled. Yeah, that was not a good scenario. I mean, all of them end up getting kicked out, but still. Gentlemen, we must not let these women's bad behavior go. Like I said, the meat sack. I fell for all of her charms and all that stuff, so I'm just as guilty. But gentlemen, do not let these women get away with their bad behavior. If she's shown you that she's willing to cheat with you, and you decide to get into a relationship with her afterwards, you decide to commit to her afterwards, guess what? You've already forgiven her most egregious behavior. So you can't be mad when she turns around and does the same thing to you. Gentlemen, we have the playbook. They've put all of their plays out online. So if you're a man in 2021 and you're still falling for the same okie doke, that's on you. That truly is on you. But you, gentlemen, also need to be brutally upfront with the modern woman. If you want to just bang, let it be known right there up front. If she's not down, okay, cool. If she says, well, I'm separated from my husband. Okay, where is your legal separation paperwork? Oh, I can't believe you would ask me for something like that. Oh, okay, peace out. Bye. Where is your STD panels? Gentlemen, you cannot play this game anymore listening to them and feeling sorry for them. Oh, no. You got to protect number one, which is you. But all in all, let me know what you guys think. Ladies, understand this and understand this well. All of your plays are out online. Your actions will continue to red pill a lot more men than we in the manosphere ever will. So, yeah. You got our playbook, but guess what? We got yours. And it's constantly evolving, especially as more and more men catch on and decide to drop out completely. Ladies, this is a war of attrition. And guess what? You're losing. Why? Because men will always be the prize. Period. Point blank. Sex, short-term reward. Commitment, long-term investment. So which one is really the prize? There are less men than there are women. So guess what? The more men that walk away, the less options you have. Oh, well, it is what it is. And with that being said, ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and all of your tricks that you used before to keep men in the dark, they've all been brought to light. And guess what? More and more men are going to see that light and decide, you're not even worth my time. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.